Okay, let's get into the next parak of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Parak Memhei. Parak Memhei is a very short parak. It's only five prakim, but it has yesodos that we can talk about. This parak is an event that took place earlier in the book. It's not taking place right now when Yirmiyahu had told the people to go, not to go to Mitzrayim, and they didn't listen to them, and they went down to Mitzrayim, and he went down to Mitzrayim with them. It does not take place. It says explicitly that it happened earlier in history, but it's put here as we will talk about why. What happens in this parak? Baruch ben Neria, Yirmiyahu's Talmud, says to him, I don't know why. I want to be a Navi. It's not fair. I'm in such pain that I'm not receiving Nevuah. And Yirmiyahu answers him, Nevuah is l'shem, not a personal thing. It's l'shem the tzibur. And if the tzibur doesn't need a Navi, so then you're not going to receive Nevuah. That's the parak. That's the message. So let's read it now, and let's see the messages that we can come to. Hadavar asher diber Yirmiyahu Hanavi al Baruch ben Neria. This is a message that Yirmiyahu Hanavi gave to his student, Baruch ben Neria. Bekasvo es advarim ha'ela al sefer, when he wrote these things al sefer, mipi Yirmiyahu, he was the scribe of Yirmiyahu, when he was writing, some say he was writing sefer Echa earlier, some say he was writing some of Yirmiyahu, but when he wrote it, Bashana HaRevi'a, see, here's all this Nevuah that's from his Rebbe Yirmiyahu that he's recording, see, he himself wants, but when did it take place? Bashana HaRevi'a, in the fourth year, Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda Leimar, in the days of Yehoyakim, we know the three sons of Yoshiyahu were king, and Yirmiyahu, as we know, learned back in the first parak, he was king, he was a Navi during the time of all of these, right, the beginning, the times of Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu, Mela ben Yoshiyahu, right, this was before Tzidkiyahu, this was now going back in time, but this is when this story took place. Why is this Dafka here? Why is this Dafka placed here in the Sefer? So that Barbanel suggests, Lishita Sobo, let's remember what context was the Navi just talking about. Remember, the people said in Mitzrayim, we want to go down to Mitzrayim, we don't want to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And they accused Baruch of saying, you know why you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael? Because you want to be a Navi. And Nevuah is only Shore in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you don't want to go down to Mitzrayim. And that's why you're really not saying something that's good for us, you're saying that's good for you. And that's why Yirmiyahu Dafka had Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz, to show them in the last parak that you could even have Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz, in Tach Panches. So that, number one, show them. And number two, suggest to Abarbanel, that's why this is here, to show that Baruch, it's already been decided. It's not that he wants to be a Navi and therefore remain there. He knows already. He knows that Yirmiyahu told him that he's not going to be a Navi right now. Says Re'ei Od, he says the Arba Abrinel, Lachin Chashvu Shehu Haya Rotzeh Sheyashvu Ba'aretz, Kedei Shei Nisna Beba, Shelo Yeh Efshar Belechto Mitzrayim. That's why he didn't want to go, as we learned. So he named it Pnei Zeh. Acharei Sheh'anavi Heshiv L'Dvereihem, after the Navi already answered them that you're wrong, Ra'od L'Hashiv HaMachshavosam. Maybe he told them this conversation that took place many years earlier. Shechashvu Al Baruch Shu Kozeves. This is where Hashem tells Baruch, "Shelo yishtadel lahagia l'malas hanevuah. Don't try. Ki hi bilti efshar elav sheyagia eleha mibnei churban beis Hashem. There's going to be a churban v'silak hashchina mikarav amo sheyakarav lavo uz v'zemi mashayore shekvar ze lo lebaruch esrim shana sheyemisiyish mehanevuah b'dvar Hashem. It was 20 years earlier." Right, it was shakranim. I know, I was already told by Hashem I'm not going to be a Navi, but maybe that's why this is here, suggests the Abarbanel. Good, we continue. Says the Pasuk, Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Alecha Baruch. Yirmiyahu is telling Baruch, in the name of Hashem, Amarta oy nali ki yasaf Hashem yagona machovi. Right, woe is me, Hashem added on pain to my pain. Yagati bianchasi, right, we know this from Tehillim, from Tachanun, I groan, I'm weary in my groaning, u'menucha lo matzasi, I have not found menucha. What does that mean? So Rashi here quotes the Medrash, lo sharta alai shechina lehinaveh. The shechina wasn't shora on me, kemo batanach aleha maruach. like we learned in by the Zakenim. Manish Tanesi, Mithamid Anavim, why am I any different? Baruch wonders. Yeshua, Shimeshes Moshe, Nachal of Ruach HaKodesh. Yeshua served Moshe and he got Ruach HaKodesh. Elisha, Shimeshes Elio, Nachal of Ruach HaKodesh. Ani manish tanesi, why am I so different than them? Asked Baruch. Again, lahavdil, he might say. But why am I different than them? I'm in pain. The Malbim says it's a double pain. It's a pain as Yirmiyahu was always in pain on the content of his nevuah, and a pain that he wasn't even able to take part in this nevuah. Ratzal Omar, says the Malbim. Let's read the Malbim. Ubamesha Kasava Navuals al Sefer Hayalo Tsar Kaful, Basher Haya Misharesis Yirmiyahu Raklik Siva. V'lochal alav eze ha'ara nevuit, kifi aroi le'ish haruach, ba'amdo lefnei ha'navi, be'ez chal ha'nevuah alav. Some of it should spread, it should overflow a little bit, but that's the double pain of what I'm writing, and also that I'm not able to have it. Ko tamari lav, but back to the pasuk. Hashem says to Yirmiyahu to tell Baruch, Ko amar Hashem, hinei asher banisi ani horeis, what I have built, I am destroying. And what I have planted, I am tearing out. Right, the churban, Am Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. There's kol haaretzi, all the land is mine. The atat tavakesh l'cha gedolos. Now you're asking gedolos. You're asking to be a navi al tavakesh. Don't ask such things. Why? Because the whole purpose of nevuah is not being fulfilled right now. Ki hinini mevi ra al kol basar. I'm bringing destruction. Nu'um Hashem. V'nasati l'chaz nafshecha l'shalal al kol ha'makomos asher telech sham. Right? Everybody's going to be just l'shalal to be able to be taken over by the others, by the other nations. Rashi again quotes, continues here quoting the Medrash. Why are you asking nevuos? Gedolos, nevuos. And he quotes that gedolos refers to nevuah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im ein kerem, ein siag. You don't need a fence unless you have a vineyard. V'im ein sown, ein ro'eh. If there's no sheep, you don't need a shepherd. A navi is a shepherd. It's letzarach letzibor. And if there's no sheep, there's no shepherd. Eini nigla ala neviim ela bischusam shel Yisrael. Kach shuni b'mechilta b'tchilasa. Says Rashi, nevuah is only bischus Yisrael. If Yisrael do not need it, do not merit it, so then there's not going to be a nevuah, like Rashi says ala Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem didn't speak to him for all the years in the Midbar. There was no need to. Klai Yisrael were nizof, nizof and lamakom, so Hashem was nizof lamakom, and Moshe was nizof lamakom in terms of that. The Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmuel Levis discusses in Mayim Rasamach the idea of tzibur. Nevuah is a tzibur mitzvah. And even though it's chal on one person, but it's only l'shem the tzibur. And if the tzibur doesn't require it, so then it is not going to be chal. So this parak is all about the institution of nevuah and why it was not gotten naturally by Baruch. So let's talk about that a little bit. So first of all, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah discusses nevuah. So again, just the fact that he puts it in Yisodi HaTorah shows its significance. The Rambam could have put nevuah in other places. Yisodi HaTorah, what's in Yisodi HaTorah? Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and nevuah. The Rambam says, yeah, that belongs in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, we know where the Rambam came up with the 13 attributes of faith, which turned into the Animamins, which turned into Yigdal. So the Rambam there in Mitzvah, in Yisod 6, Yisod HaShishi, Nevuah. That's one of the Yisodos HaAmuna. Ladas Shezeh HaMin HaEnoshi, this human being, Yesh Sheyimsu Bo Ishim Ba'alei Kishronos Mefutachim Ma'od, there are people who have very developed attributes, v'shleimus gedola, they've reached perfections, v'tiskonei nafsham atche mekabelet surat hazeichel, and they've prepared themselves in order to be able to accept the surat hazeichel, whatever that means, v'yischaber oto hazeichel anoshi v'seichel apoal, to connect his mind with God, v'yatzal aleim imenu atzilu shefa, v'eileheim hanavim. Vizuhi hanavua, vizuhi inyana. So nevuah is one of the animamins. Yes, there's a separate one of the animamins, which is nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was different. That's the Yisod HaShvi'i, to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was different. But that is the Yisod that the Rambam has, that it is, we have to believe in nevuah. We have to believe that God communicates with us through Nevi'im, right? That is the Yisod. Rev Soloveitchik has a beautiful comment in Ishra Emunah, in Halachic Man, where he discusses in Ishra Emunah, Bahabodeid, on page 34-35 in the Isha Munah. So he says there, Klalo Shel Davar. He says, talking about tefillah. Isn't it interesting, says Asher of Salvechik, that tefillah was created by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Dafka at the time that Nevuah was ending. Right, the last Nevi'im, Chag Zechariah Malachi. So Dafka, at that time, beginning of Ba'isheni, that's when Anshei Knesset HaGedolah created tefillah. Why is that? It's not coincidental. Because Nevuah represents a communication. Tefillah represents a communication. Whenever you have a conversation, there are two people that are in the conversation, two beings that are in the conversation. One is talking, one is listening. They're not both talking at the same time. Then you can't have a conversation. Nevuah is Hashem talking to man in conversation. Tefillah is man talking to Hashem in conversation. But they're both two sides of one coin, says Rav Salvechik. He says, Klal Shaldavar, Tefillah v'nevuah hein shtei hagdarot nirdafot. Ledusia chanosei ofi shel bris beino elokim ba'adam. They're two sides of one coin. Achein, kihilas ha-tefillah nolda ba'os ha-shah mamish k'shekihilas ha-nevuah higia l'kitza. Exactly when the institution of prophecy stopped, that's when the institution of prayer started on a national level. Obviously, earlier, Avram davened, everyone davened, but on a national level. V'kasher kihilas ha-tefillah ba'al la'olam ha-ruach shel Yehudi ha-kadum lo himires kihilas ha-nevuah ela hinsicha uta. It didn't substitute for Nevuah, it just took the place of it and eternalized what Nevuah stands for, and that is the communication between man and God. Hatfila hi hemshech shel Nevuah v'ha'aguda shel mispalalim hi memela ha'aguda shel Nevi'im. Ha'hevdol bein tefillah ubein Nevuah eino mityaches kifi shetiyanti l'tochno shel adosiach. It doesn't have to do with the content. Ela l'seder bo mitnahel. Va'od shebetoch kilas ha'Nevuah ha'elokim noket biyozma. By Nevuah, Hashem is the one that starts. Hu medaber v'adam ma'azin. Harei pekilas ha'tefillah. Right, is davening avos connected avos or connected tzmitim based on the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Migalos es hashkafa yudid al zehut shel kihilot hanevuah vahatfilah. Nevuah and tefillah bailus bris samchu ba'oso rega mamish bo patchu Avraham velokim bedu siach muzar. When Avraham and Hashem started talking. Right, that's when tefillah started, right, and by a stone. Heim sirva likana l'metzias historit. The Anshei Gadolah did not give in and did not give up when they realized that Nevuah was ending. They said conversation can't stop. They needed to continue it. Heim sirva likana l'metzias historit v'achzorit zu v'lo natru l'du siach bin alokim ba'adam l'histayim. No. Ki Anshei Gadolah yad'u ki be'ikvus he'al muso shal du siach zeh mitchum ho'todah shal kila ha'yudit Tafsid hakihila es akirva intimit. Shalokim. Right, you don't want to lose that intimate connection. V'sha'al yedekachu tafsid gamis ha-mabit shal bris. V'tfila matzuas geulas hatu siach. The redemption of the conversation happened through prayer. V'heim t'amdu al-kach she'adu siach yasmid la'olam. It is forever. Emelokim lohim shach l'goros ha-adam. Even though God won't any longer call to man. Man will call to God, and in that way the conversation will continue. So that is tefillah took the place of Nevuah when Nevuah stopped. But either way, both of them are yesod the atoritz, yesod yesodos, part of what we believe. The Mefarshim, starting with the Abarbanel, and then we'll go backwards, talks about here, so what was Baruch bothered by, and what did Hashem answer him? Baruch was saying, I'm ready, I'm prepared. I did everything to be a Navi, right? Why is it that I'm not getting Nevuah? The Abarbanel says, look in the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains exactly this yesod. The Rambam says in Chelik Beis, Perak Lamed Beis of Mor Nevuchim, there are three hashkafas when it comes to Nevuah. The Rambam says, I'm not even going to talk about the hashkafa that rejects Nevuah, the Apikarsis hashkafa. That's not on the radar. But the Rambam says, even within the world of Torah, there are those that some of them are not correct. But he says there are three hashkafas. Hashkafa Arishona, the first one, which again we remember that Mor Nevuchim was written in Arabic, and this is the Hebrew translation. Hashkafa Arishona Yashkafas Hamon Ha'amim Hakadmonim. What many believe, many of the earlier generations believe, Me'osim Ha'amim Nevuah, V'gam Mixas Hamonei Anshei Torah Seinu Sfurim Kein. Even some people who believe in Torah hold this. V'hu Hashem Yisaleh, and that is, the Nevuah all is Misad Hashem. Hashem chooses, doesn't matter though, the receiver, you know, doesn't have to do anything. Hashem yisaleh bocher misha yirtze mi b'nei adam u'menabe otso b'sholcho v'ein hevdel im ha'yoso adam l'daitam chacham o sachal gadol b'shanim o tzir b'shanim. Age doesn't matter, ability doesn't matter. maybe you need something. He wouldn't be Mashra Shechina on a total ignoramus. But that's number one. That's Hashkafa Rishona, that it's all Misad Hashem. The other extreme, Hashkafa Hashniya, Hashkafas HaFilosofim, what the philosophers believe is, it's all Mitzad man. If man perfects himself in Midos, in everything that has to do with the human personality, up until an extent where he is so heavenly and so perfect, Memela Nevua will be Chal, is automatic. Shanavua Shlemus Mesuyemes, Beteva HaAdam. Va'osa Shlemus, Lo Tu Sagla Adam Elo Acharach Shara, you have to prepare yourself, Lahotzi Ma, Shebekoach Amin Ala Poal. The philosophers agree, you have to perfect yourself, and it's hard. Im Lo Yatzar Ba'ado Matzar Mizgi Osiba Chisonit Kolshihi. And you have to do that, and once you do that, then Nevua will be Chal. And that's similar, the Rambam does mention this in Mishnah Torah, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem in a minute. But those are the two extremes. The Rambam says they're both incorrect. That it's all Mitzad Hashem or all Mitzad Adam. The Rambam says, as we would have guessed, it's somewhere in the middle. A man has to prepare himself perfectly. But even after that, Nevua is a Matana Me'es Hashem. V'ashkaf ha'shlishis, v'yashkaf es torasenu, v'yasod shitasenu, v'hi be'etzem domel ashkaf ha'filosofis hazu. It's similar to the philosophers, but you have to perfect yourself. Zulasi dorechon. Right, with one exception, one difference. Vehu, she'anu sovrim, ki ha-ra'ui le'nevua, ha-miskonein la. Even if somebody prepares themselves, efshar shelo yisnabe. V'zeh baratzon eloki, it's possible that he won't become a Navi. V'zeh ledati kein kol anisim enoi b'min hagam. Everything that happens in the world is a matana from Hashem. Even if somebody has perfected themselves, and he has to perfect himself. Ein shvina nevua shore ala chacham gibar ashir, as the Gemara says, in Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Nedarim, he has to perfect. But Avo Masha Hamiskonein Efsher Shiyimanami Lanave, right? Maybe he won't. And what do you know that from? Nilmad Mimaisa Baruch Ben Arya. He quotes our parak. That's the yisod of our parak. That Nevuah is a gift from Hashem. Lefishu Talmud Yirmiya Vehechshiro Vilimdo Vehechino. Yirmiyo prepared him, and he was perfected. Vahaisa Cheshkas Nafsho Lihinave Vinimna. He wanted so much to get Nevuah, and he didn't get it. Kamosha Amar, Yagati Bianchasi, Umenucha lo Matsasi. He quotes the Pasuk in our parak. Venomar lo Adir Miyo, Kotamar lo Komar Hashem, Vata Tavakish Tachabdulos Al Tavakish. Right, he already said, and as Rashi quotes it. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he prepared himself. It's still a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate way that we look at Nevuah. Yes, you have to prepare yourself, but ultimately it's a gift from Hashem. And that's what the Abarbanel quotes on our parak. He quotes in short this Mor Nevuchim, this Rambam. But he says, Baruch Muchanai le Nevuah, B'tivo v'limudo, Avolios ha-Nevuah davar nisi, Mif'al haratzon eloki, magia l'navi l'taklis ha-yashrus ha'am. The reason a person gets nevuah is to give a message to the am. V'lachein, bios ha'am bilti ra'ui l'kach. But because the am was bilti ra'ui, even if you perfect yourself, there's no reason for it. And therefore, Baruch was not zoche to be a navi at that time. He, l'chora, later was zoche to be a navi. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah. Right, in two places. First on Yud Dal and Mabez. The Gemara says that Rachav was Zochet to have 8 prophets that came from her. And the Gemara lists off Baruch as one of them. Neria, Baruch, Saria, Machsia, Yirmio, Chukio, Hanam, El Shalom. Baruch was one of them. Or, if you look in the list, Yud Dal and Aleph, where the Psukim are described, seven Nevi'os are described in the 48 Nevi'im. Who are the 48 Nevi'im? So if you look in Rashi and in the Gra, they both, quote, may have their lists. And towards the end, right, Rashi quotes, Yirmiyo Bagola, Yecheskel, Daniel, Bishnas, Bezal, Dayavish, Baruch, Neria, Saria, Machsia, Chagas, Chaim, Malachi, Umordechai, Bilshan, Beseder, Olam. So he makes it. So maybe just at this point he wasn't a Navi, but later on, he might have become. Another message that one could think about and realize from this parak is that Baruch wanted to be a Navi, and Hashem taught him it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be, and therefore you have to be happy with what you have and who you are. You get to be a Talmud of a Navi. You have to be Sameach Bechelko. You have to be Makiris Makomo also, right, which is one of the Memches Dvarim Shatorah Nikleis Bahem, but Sameach Bechelko, you have to realize exactly what you have and be happy for that. How do you know if a person is Sameach Bechelko? A person could say, yes, it's good, but inside he might not be feeling it. So it's a beautiful comment of the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tamima, on Pirkei Avos. How do you know? What's the litmus test? He says it depends if the person thanks Hashem and is motel Hashem both when he's up and when he is high. In the same perek, it's pointed out, we don't realize that it's the same perek because in Hala we split it up, but the perek of Ahavti, Kufte Zayin in Tehillim, Ahavti is the beginning of the perek, and Ma'ashiv is a continuation of that same perek. It's one perek. We just split it up into two different paragraphs. But in that same perek we have earlier in the parak we say, Sarav Yagon Emsa, Uvishem Hashem Ekra. When I have difficulty, Uvishem Hashem Ekra. And later on in the same parak, Lecha Ezbach Zevach Toda, Uvishem Hashem Ekra. Both by Tsaris and by Hoda, Uvishem Hashem Ekra. That shows that a person realizes, Sameach Bechelko, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hainu, but Bain Shu, no se kosi shu os, betova ubar chava, Bain Shu, motse tsarav yagon, viyisraeb, regesh echan mishneima madim, az osu, kisamech machalko. And that's also the Pshadi thinks the pasuk in Kuf Aleph, chesed u mishpat, ashira. When it's chesed, or when it's mishpat, I will div shira. Or, the Gemara in Brachis, samach aleph, belokima halel, davar, zemidas peranis, bashema halel davar. Elokim, midas hadin. Bashem, midas harachamim. So both of those, a halel, I will praise Hashem. That shows a person is really sameach bechelko. Again, there's a lot regarding sameach bechelko and makir es makomo. Again, one has to know their place. They have to know their place, what Hashem gives them. They have to know their place, what they still have to do. There's a lot, but either way, this is the perek that discusses Baruch's rutzon and desire. That's another message of the perek. We should always have desires for nevuah and ruchnias and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, even if we have the greatest Rebbe, we should want it too. We should want to experience it too. And Baruch was told, he at least wanted it. But Hashem said no. Hashem said this is the plan, and this is all that that you can have, at least as of now. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Perek Mem Hei, and then Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up next time.